Aaron, how you doing?
I'll tell you what,
7:31 on the clock.
We'll call it.
Since spring's here.
Eight thirty-one on the clock. Gage County Board of Equalization announcement of the open meetings act on the southeast corner of the wall.
Although,
attendance by observation: Jordan Storn, Bauman, Hill, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is approval or disapproval of the agenda as presented.
2 or 3 years since I went to that. I said,
"Move we approve the agenda as presented."
If you want, I'm like, "Oh yeah, I got that."
By Byers to approve the agenda. Mr. Dorn, can we move on with the meeting?
I was talking.
We have a motion by Setzer, seconded by Mr. Byers to approve the minutes, approve the agenda. Discussion, vote, 7-0 to approve. Next, approval of the minutes, approval or disapproval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
I move we approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items as related to equalization. Seeing none. Patty.
Basically, what I handed out to you was the ag lands that, the values on the ag land for 2013 that we had to send an abstract into the state yesterday. First page will show Gage counties. The second page shows Pawnee counties. And the third page shows Jefferson County. On Jefferson County, Area 3 is the one that's closest to us. So they have three areas over there. We have two areas. So these are the numbers. And so now basically what we do is we wait on all our residential, commercial to see if we're in compliance with what the ratios need to be on each side. On each subclass, so that's where we're at with that. So that was yesterday. So then after they look at that, then they will present that to TURC. We hear about the middle of April, whether we hear show cause or whether we have to go in, but I'm hoping not. Then in May, the end of May, the evaluation notices go out, so see some significant increases on the ag land. However, when I looked at the other counties, I'm feeling not too bad as far as where we're at. So if you look at Jefferson, you know, they have some pretty good increases on their Area 1 and Area 2. So,
Heather, where are we seeing the biggest increase? Dry land irrigation?
Irrigation is probably 30%. Dry is probably around 19. And that's an, you know, that may not be, it just depends on the soil types on each farm too, you know, so, but unfortunately this is where we had to go with it, so.
Do you know what the other county's increase was, or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They just emailed me those, and I called them yesterday to ask them if I could share them, you know, because some of their people maybe haven't seen them yet, so.
It will shortly.
Well, yeah. Most of the stuff is not transferred until after May. And, you know, we can give the information out, but it's really not up for review until after May, till we know we're in compliance. But, and I'm afraid next year might, you know, I don't know. It's going to hold probably the same situation, it looks like. So we'll see. But like I said, that's pretty much it for values. Now we'll just wait and see. So, I guess at some point we'll need to talk about protests with the Equalization Committee and what we want to do this year again as far as, you know, handling the protests. But that's down the road a little ways. That won't be till June when we start taking protests. So that's pretty much it for me.
Any other questions for Patty? Wants, needs, desires? None? All right. Seeing none, we'll adjourn the Board of Equalization at 8:35.